It's a Saturday. In a room in North Portland, a team of volunteers is sorting medical supplies.
Oh, yeah. These are the sterile waters.
A small woman with dark hair pulled back into a ponytail introduces herself.
My name is Santi David. What do you want to know in an introduction? I mean, I like long walks on the beach.
David is a volunteer with the Portland People's Outreach Project. It's a nonprofit that tries to help people who inject drugs minimize the impact to their health. On this day, they're giving out bandages, small metal cups for cooking heroin, and boxes of sterile syringes. David volunteers here because she knows firsthand the toll that injecting drugs can take.
If someone would have been like, hey, there are clean needles, you know, over here in a bag, just use one, I would not have Hep C right now.
Hep C, or hepatitis C. David got the bloodborne virus the first and only time she shared a needle with someone else. The hepatitis C virus has started scarring her liver, and that's made it harder for her liver to filter her blood. David says a doctor told her she has a complication from hepatitis called ascites. Basically, fluid is starting to pool in her abdomen.
Is it painful right now? Is it painful just to have the fluid build up?
Sometimes. Yeah, it can be painful, and I can get really bloated from it.
Unlike a lot of chronic illnesses, David's condition, hepatitis C, is curable. About 5 years ago, new drugs hit the market. Ren Ronan is a health specialist who works with injection drug users at the nonprofit Outside In.
We have great medications now, direct-acting antivirals, that actually cure the disease.
The new drugs cure more than 90% of hepatitis C infections and stop the progression of liver damage. They're easy to take, with few side effects. But many people who have hepatitis C haven't been able to get the cure yet. One big obstacle? Oregon's insurance policies.
We had the most stringent Medicaid guidelines.
That's Dr. Brianna Sestersik. She's the senior medical director of primary care at Central City Concern, a nonprofit that works with homeless men and women. Sestersik says that until recently, the state's Medicaid program would only pay for the hepatitis C cure for the sickest patients. Doctors generally give hepatitis C a stage from 1 to 4 based on a patient's degree of liver damage. And the treatment was only approved for stage 4 patients.
It's really hard to look your patient in the eye and tell them, well, you're not sick enough to get this treatment that is curative at this point.
Oregon was, in effect, rationing the hepatitis cure because it's expensive. When the new antiviral drugs first hit the market, they cost around $100,000 for a full course of treatment. But that price is falling. Now it's more like $20,000. A spokeswoman for the state's Medicaid program says Oregon is doing the best it can with limited taxpayer funds. She says that given the high cost of the drugs, the program has aimed to treat the highest priority patients. And in January, Oregon's Medicaid program loosened the rules. It will now pay for hepatitis C treatment for more people with less severe liver damage, stages 2 through 4. Dr. Sestersik says that's progress.
It certainly includes a larger population that we can treat, and these patients are younger and they're not as sick. They do really well on the treatment, so it's really wonderful to be able to treat them.
But Sestersik worries the cure still isn't reaching enough people, or the people most likely to spread the virus, people who are not yet feeling symptoms and still using injection drugs. Back at the Portland People's Outreach Project, Nancy David says she's waiting to find out if Medicaid will cover her hepatitis C treatment.
My doctor's pretty sure they cover it, but I'm not 100% sure. It is expensive.
David has a lot to live for. She's 39. She has 3 kids.
It will mean that I can actually, like, live on with them and enjoy life and not be in a nursing home and watch them grow up, watch grandkids, perhaps.
David says her life has had its share of epic fails, but she's trying to get a fresh start. She's not using drugs anymore. She has a job and housing. She's just waiting on that cure. Amelia Templeton, OPB.